Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with more Archie. So, yeah, I got the right issue now, the right volume, and we'll continue on as normal. I won't have the chilling of the, the chilling tales of sorcery. I won't have any of those. But, yeah, this is the one that you actually got from the Humble Bundle. So I want to go ahead and make sure that this is the one we're promoting, not the other. That's a very old version that's no longer in, it's no longer in circulation. Sorry about that, guys. You get a bunch of different versions of these over the years, and, yeah, it gets mixed up, you know. It is what it is, guys. Please don't make me do this. Tulip Hill, Puppy Farm, 10 years ago. Sure you're ready for this kind of responsibility, son? Yes, sir. He'll be your dog, not mine, not your mom's. You'll have to walk him. Every morning, every day after school, every night before you go to bed. I can do it, Dad. And if he gets sick, you'll have to take care of him. If he makes a mess, you'll have to clean it up. Not me, not your mother. She does enough cleaning. I'm ready, Dad. I promise. You're a good boy, Archie, with a good heart. Pure as snow, our son's a pure heart, plain and simple. That he is. All right, son. Let's find you a puppy. This one? What about this one? How about this little guy? Nope. Okay, well, then we have... Yes, him! He's the one. He's my dog. What's his name? Vegas, because that's where they found him. Right on the strip. He's a mutt, but loyal as, heck. Follows me around all day. Want to play with him a bit and see how you two get on? Like gangbusters, I'd say. Well, Mary, looks like our household just increased by... Mary, you all right? Oh, fine. He's just... Archie looks so happy, Fred. And that's why you're crying? Oh, it's silly. I'm just remembering the dog I had when I was a girl. Spotty. How overjoyed I was when I got him, and how utterly devastated I was when... Spotty was a good dog. He was. And it was the most awful feeling, Fred, and I can't bear the thought of Archie going through it. Yes, but that's years from now, Mary. And sad to say, a part of growing up. Comes a time in every young person's life when they realize that not everything is forever. Too soon. When they learn that death's a part of life, even their own. Oh, crap. Hot dog? What kind of stupid name is that? It's not stupid. I like hot dogs. Take it back or we're not pals anymore. Anyway, what about your dog? What kind of name is... Crash! Vegas? Archie Master? Protect. He'll be alright, son. His tummy's upset, that's all. And this is how it works. You take care of Vegas when he's sick or needs help. He'll do the same for you without even thinking about it. Wait! Vegas, boy, don't! Vegas! Oh no! Run, Archie Master! What are you? Run! My life for yours! Oh my God! I live, Archie Master! Thank you, love you forever, but now run! Live! Damn it, Vegas! Crack! Mom? Dad? Guys? Hello? Creek? Mom? Mom, thank God, why didn't you answer me? Archie, is that you? Oh no, Mom, you're in shock. Come on, we gotta get out of here. Where's Dad? Your father went downstairs, he heard scratching. Dad! Fred! We need to move, Mom. Out the way I came in. The Pembroke gated community within Riverdale town limits. The Blossom ancestral home. Truth or dare, Cheryl? The attic. Truth, I suppose. Are you, for the first time in your life, afraid you're gonna die? And remember, Cher, I can always tell when you're lying. With Riverdale on fire, try that one again, guys. With Riverdale on fire and Mommy and Daddy not answering our calls. Yes, Jason, I'm very afraid. Oh, Cher, come to my turn or truth or dare? Truth for a change. If it were just the two of us left and we had to spend the rest of our lives alone in this house while the rest of the world went to hell, would you be able to do it? Do it. In a way, I couldn't imagine anything more perfect. Two red roses, a matching pair, growing up and growing old together, with no one to bother or judge them? No. What do you mean, no? I mean, Jason, we can't stay here. Why not? We're as safe as we'd be anywhere else. Safer, in fact. Give me one good reason why we should go. Because, Jason, I don't want to play this game anymore. Well, what if I'm not ready for the game to be over? Moreover, you saw what was happening at the gym. Where would we go? Who would take us in? Dad's right behind us. Mom, we need to hide in my room. Archie, it's okay. We just have to be super quiet. Fred, please, Fred, no, no, Dad. Get the hell away from Mom. That's right, Dad. Follow me out of the room. What happened, Dad? Did Hot Dog bite you? Damn it, Dad. Thunk! Dad, no! Crack, 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 thud. Dad, are you... I'm so sorry. So sorry, Dad. I love you, Dad. I love you. Archie? Mom, don't. Don't look, Mom. Let me through, Archie. Let me see. No, Mom. We have to go. We have to get out of here. Is that Vegas? Kill, maim, eat, food, the garage. Archie, hurry, Mom. Don't look back. Keep going. Slam, the car, Mom. I'll drive us out of here. Oh, Archie, will that ever run? Definitely. We'll get this old jalopy up and humming, son, and then it'll be yours. You're 16. Time for you to start driving lessons. A miracle. Hang on, Mom. We gotta make it to Veronica's. Crash! Vroom! Archie? Archie, son, are you... He's gone, Mom. Dad's gone. I know, baby. I know. I'm sorry, Mom. I'm so sorry I didn't get to you in time. Honey, but I'm not gonna let you die, Mom. I swear, I'm not gonna let anyone else die ever again. Epilogue. Next, Siege. We've lived here all our lives, and we're never going to come back, are we? Butler's Log, maintained by Hubert H. Smithers. My family has served the Lodge dynasty for more than 70 years. 72 years, to be precise. My father was valet to Humperdinck Lodge. They fought alongside each other in the Great War. Now I serve his son, Hiram, and we fight our own war. and tend to the casualties as best we can. Calming tea, Miss Andrews. I've also prepared some cucumber sandwiches. My father trained me well. Anticipate everything, Hubert. Where your employer goes, you go. You are but an extension of his will. Above all else, never contradict him in public. Is that clear? Yes, father. We live in this house, but we are not of this house, do you understand? Yes, sir. Be indispensable and be invisible. See everything, but only be seen when you're needed. And always, Hubert, be discreet. I learned those early lessons well. I buried my father in a corner of Pickens' graveyard. I didn't presume to ask Mr. Lodge if we could inter him on the grounds of the manor he so dearly loved, because, well, we live in this house, but we are not of this house. When Hermione Lodge went into labor, 6 weeks before she was due, while Hiram was away on personal business, I escorted her to the hospital. My bag, Smithers, already in the car, miss, and I phoned Dr. Masters. They're all waiting for you. I held Miss Veronica in my arms before her own father did. Isn't she the most precious creature, Hubert? Magnificent, ma'am. Smithers, you know my husband is, let us say, easily distracted, and that my health, well, my health is somewhat precarious. Ma'am, let me finish, Smithers. Should anything happen to me before Veronica's old enough to take care of herself, you'll look after her, won't you, above all other concerns? Of course I will, ma'am, above everything else. I was there in the graveyard behind the manor when Hiram Lodge fell to his knees, sobbing, begging his dead wife's forgiveness for all his transgressions. I was, as my father advised, invisible, but I saw it all. I see and hear everything that happens in this house. So relieved you thought to come here, baby. I've been texting you for hours, Nancy, but my phone just kept saying message failure or message undeliverable. Mine, too. When Ginger and I rode by the school and saw all those things running around, we were like, gosh, hopefully Chuck's not in that mess, because that would really suck. Luckily, though, you survived. Well done, Poppy. My first thought when all the craziness started going down was, thank God Nancy's always hated school dances. Otherwise, she'd be here, and it might have been her, not Ethel, that... Yeah, it was a super fortuitous set of circumstances that led to me and Nancy not being at the dance. I mean, gosh, if you wanted to, you could maybe even read into that seemingly innocuous fact. Ginger, please, for me, stop. Stop it. Yeah? And if you don't mind, Ginger, an hour ago I wasn't sure I was ever going to hold my sweet baby in my arms again, so if you could give us a little privacy. Right. Sure, enjoy your reunion. But a word of advice, Chuck? Don't call her baby. Huh? She's not your baby, Chuck. She's not anyone's baby. I see things as they unfold. I make my mental notes. Slam! And I continue on my way. Master Keller! Smithers! Oh, hey! I'm on a quest to find the game room. Can you point me in the right direction? Rawr! Snap! That's what you get, Midge. That's what you friggin' get. Reggie. Who? Keller. I was just... Veronica said she might have some archery stuff in here, and... Look, Reggie, I know we're not close, but of all people, I get what it's like to have feelings for someone who doesn't or can't like you back. The hell are you talking about, Keller? Midge, I know how you felt about her. I mean, we all knew. Back the hell off, Keller. Get your sick, nasty hands off me. Never do that to me again. Ever. You hear me, perv? Don't worry, Reggie. I won't. Suck! You douche. My eyes on the manor security monitors. I take note of Mr. Keller's combat skills. He's been trained, possibly by someone in the military. Could be useful, I think, as I wonder with growing dread whether the dramas are unfolding tonight. Insane? You made us leave our house, come here, and now this, Cheryl? I see exactly what you're doing, and it won't work. What, Jason? What am I quote-unquote doing? That all right with you, Four Eyes? You don't mu- Excuse me, there's a little more here, guys. Veronica said to pick a room. I picked this one. That all right with you, Four Eyes? You don't mind a roommate, do you? No? Terrific. So I get the bed, you get the floor. And you, Jason, will have to make other arrangements. I hear Moose and Midge's room is available. You witch, you're torturing me. Why? And why now? Haven't you heard, JJ? There's a zombie apocalypse going on, which means everything changes. In other words, the status quo? C'est fini. What? Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Give him two lips like roses and clover. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. It's okay, Archie. Let it out. It's all right. Oh, God, Betty. Oh, my God. I killed him, Betty. I killed my dad. No, no, Archie, that thing wasn't your father. That was something else. I should have done more. From what you told me, you saved your mother. If you could have done more, you would have. Everyone knows that. The fact that you even went out to look for our parents, I didn't find any of them. But the fact that you tried, you're a hero, Archie. Some hero. If the others saw me like this, they won't, Archie, and I won't tell them. But listen to me. Whenever you need to be with someone who's not going to judge you, who will love you for exactly who you are, I'm here for you, Archie. Always. Oh, God, Betty, thank you. You don't know what that means to me. Gah! 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 Miss? He went to her, Smithers. After everything that happened to him out there, Archie went to Betty and not me. That says it all, doesn't it? Boundaries, my father counseled, time and again. Don't get involved, he warned me, over and over. But he's been dead these 20 years, and I promised Hermione Lodge I'd look out for her daughter's interests above all else. Meaning no disrespect, miss. Archie Andrews doesn't deserve you. Well, of course not, but what does it matter if I love him? In that case, miss, let me also say, this Warbs is far from over. Oh, Smithers, you are a godsend. The West Pool, bang, bang, enclosed within the solarium. Bang, bang, bang. Midge, bang. Rah! Hold on, Midgey, I'll get you out of Reggie. I came out here to get away from the creepy gingers and to check out on our prisoners, but, what the heck are you doing? Nothing, Doily. Nothing, Doily. Cripes. Why can't everyone just mind their own? Bam! The hell? Reggie, let me help. Holy shit! Look, Four Eyes! Excuse me, look, Four Eyes! The solarium's glass isn't shatterproof. No, duh. Why the hell would it be? Archie, we have to tell the manor's private gym. Mr. Lodge, you have cameras all around your house's perimeter, right? Of course, Andrews. What a question. Awesome. Show me. And so, cameras 32 through 41, Smithers. Yes, sir. Oh, man. It's bad, gang. They've, like, totally surrounded us. In some places, they're 3 or 4 zombies deep. It's like they knew we were here and amassed an army of darkness to invade. Which is why I think, as crazy as it sounds, we need to load up with provisions and leave Lodge Manor. Are you deranged, Andrews? The manor's defenses will keep those creatures out until help arrives. What help? Who even knows we're here? I mean, besides the zombies. I was out there, Mr. Lodge. Riverdale is on fire. If we stay put, it's only a matter of time before we're eaten or burned alive. Take your pick. There's food here. There's power. To be logical, you dim-witted. Logical? My best friend's a flesh-eating ghoul. So's my friggin' dad. I know because I beat it to death with a baseball bat. So don't talk to me about logical, old man. Archie, you'll never get him to agree, so don't even try. Damn it, Mr. Lodge, I love this town, but I don't want to die here. I don't want your daughter to die here. You insolent whelp, how dare you? Sir, if I might interject. My father, as you know, fought in the war. Right before his tour of duty ended, he and his platoon were caught in a burned-out building surrounded by the enemy. My father was the smallest, fastest member of his troop. As a last-ditch effort, he was ordered by his commanding officer to try and slip past the enemy and return with reinforcements. By a miracle, my father made it out of that building and back to his base camp, then returned the next day with an elite squad. But he was too late. The enemy had rushed the building. His entire platoon, all his friends were dead and butchered. Your point, Smithers? I would never contradict you, sir, but in this case, I don't believe reinforcements are coming. And as well stocked as I keep our cupboards, our food supply is limited. Only planning for three, wasn't I? And I've started to ponder as well what will happen when our generators run out of fuel. Please, Daddy, listen to Archie. Damn it to hell. Since they're surrounding us, Andrews, how in God's name will we even get out? That's easy. Follow me. And so, there's a grate in the pantry that leads to the sewers. Once we're in the tunnels, we can follow them all the way to the outskirts of... Oh, crap. Brilliant. Typical Andrews. Slam! Don't worry, I have a plan B. The manor's South Terrace. It's lucky you're in charge of basically everything, Mr. Lodge. Smithers and I can make the display last 10 minutes. Will that be enough time? Humph. Should be. We just need a head start. And so, in the kitchen. Once the display starts, we'll wait 5 minutes for them to assemble on the south side of the manor. Then we'll sneak out the East Wing's delivery entrance, since that's closest to the woods that run alongside the highway. Kevin, you and Ginger are on bow duty. Yeah, we're on it. Betty, you've got my mom? We'll make sure she's okay, Archiekins. Smithers, it's a lunatic plan. So lunatic it may, perhaps, work. The first rocket should be launching in 20 seconds, sir. Awesome. Get ready, people. We move quiet. We move fast. We move as one. What's your problem now? Archie not showering you with enough attention at the moment? No, Veronica. Those zombies in the pantry. They were my mom and dad. Listen, it's begun. Every year, Lodge Industry sponsors the July 4th fireworks display, which concludes Riverdale's annual Independence Day celebration. We launched the rockets from the manor since it was built on the town's tallest hill. Hermione Lodge began the tradition, to give back, she liked to say. After she died, Hiram continued it, grudgingly. Each July, he threatened would be the last, a waste, he would mutter. Ironically, then, it was Hermione's generosity, even in death, that saved Hiram and their daughter and her friends from certain doom. Because, you see, the fireworks did exactly what Archie Andrews predicted they would do. The creatures turned from the manor and focused instead on the beautiful display in the night sky over town, and moved towards it. There was something childlike about them. They were captivated as if some sliver of their former selves existed beneath the corruption, allowing our motley crew the opportunity we so desperately needed. To slip out of the manor behind our fearless, unlikely leader, a red-headed boy who has finally at long last become a man before my very eyes. Passing through the Lodge family cemetery where a young woman I couldn't be more proud of stopped in front of a tombstone. We shouldn't linger, miss. Just a quick goodbye, Smithers. Of course, miss. Forgive me. Take your time. Before plunging into evergreen forest, following a path that runs parallel to Route 17, straight out of Riverdale. We had one unfortunate encounter with a straggler. The former Coach Cleats, I believe. Thump! Thump! But he was readily dispatched by a pair of well-aimed arrows. Call it next time, Ginger Spice. Call it next time, Ginger Spice. You call it, Queen Arrow. After that, we didn't see another soul living or possessed until long after we'd left Riverdale, the town we all loved so dearly, behind. But that is another tale for another entry. For another day, if we survive to see the morning. End of book one. And that's all I've got. Now we've just got some covers. Here's some of the classic covers. Classic looking covers, rather. Interesting. Those were Comic-Con variants. Ooh, I like that one. Remember, this was a best-selling book. This sold across the country, guys. Horror is selling right now. Horror is the big thing in comics. I'm glad to be a part of this, and I will definitely be bringing you more horror, don't worry. We've got classic horror coming up. And I do mean classic. You guys like that black and white stuff? We're bringing it back. Just for this month, though. Not sure if we'll devote an entire week to horror. Not an entire week. You know what I mean, because we do a weekly book. I'm not sure yet. Because I already know what's coming after the boys. But after that, I'm not sure. Couple more covers. There's a lot of covers here. I like that cover. Yeah, it is a pinup. That's a pinup. Sketches of the Dead. Some sketches. A lot of work goes into a comic, so if you like these, buy them. That's why we're only doing the first volume. I don't know if other volumes exist, but if they do, you can find them at your local comics retailer or on Amazon or whatever you use. There's plenty of places to pick up comics, or you can just go to Archie and pick them up there. Pretty sure they still have them in stock. There's nothing like a physical comic. Got a bunch of them. Storyboards. What does the future hold? I don't know. I'm kind of curious myself. But again, you want to support it? Go to Archie. Archie Comics is still a thing. After this many years, it's still a thing. Archie Comics are still being made today. So go pick these up. Find out what happens. If there is even another volume, I don't know. It would suck if they discontinued it after it selling so well. But it is what it is. Anyway, guys, I'm out, and I will see you next time with more horror comics. And as I said, expect some old stuff. This is kind of new, but now we're doing some old stuff. Because I know you guys want it. I looked at the hits and I'm like, ooh, we should bring some of this back. And it's the perfect time of year for it. So I can't wait to bring you guys these books. All right, I'm out.